When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Welcome back to The Only Thing That Made Mondays Great Again.
Welcome.
Welcome back, burnt-out kiddos who are looking for a fun, lighthearted way to procrastinate and end up getting hooked on our often dark and chaotic podcast.
Wow, that was specific.
It was very
specific.
Yeah,
I was going to say.
Also very accurate, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to say, it's a good thing it's not one of my episodes, because that wouldn't have been fun and lighthearted.
True.
Would have been an old-timey crimey.
This episode actually is pretty fun and lighthearted, so if that's what you were looking for, you know, it's going to be good.
Seems off-brand for us.
Does a little bit. Man.
Oh, no.
Well, how are we doing, Rachel?
We're doing.
Have you guys recovered yet? You'll have to let us know if you've recovered yet from last week's episode.
My episode was wonderful.
Yes, but also, have you recovered yet? Did you sleep well? Just curious. If you had to skip the last episode because it was too dark, you will probably not need to skip this one. Although the fact that I think this is so funny is a little bit dark, but it's great.
Oh, okay.
No, it's good. First, I wanted to give some apologies for Rachel's last episode.
Unnecessary.
First, I wanted to say apologize for the fact that it was so dark and so disturbing. We've done a lot of dark and disturbing topics.
Yeah,
on this
and those
podcast.
Are always our best episodes
and
our best performing.
This one might take the cake. That one might take the cake. I also wanted to apologize for her implying that people should actually enjoy hearing about the most prolific female serial killer and the fact that she said that she enjoyed it. In general, just the high levels of death and destruction here. Honestly, I actually had to write on this one on a very serious note. I was actually very impressed by that episode. She did a lot of deep digging on that one.
Thank you.
I thought it was very, very well put together. So, of course, I have to apologize for the dark content, but on a serious note, I was very impressed by that episode. If you haven't heard it, you should actually go listen to it. Just don't listen to it in the dark or right before you go to sleep.
So, I think we're done here.
We are done here.
Yeah. I think that's all we need to say, that my episode was wonderful.
That is exactly what I'm saying.
That's it.
I'm apologizing for the trigger warnings, not for the content.
We'll see you next week.
Hey.
That was perfect. That was a wonderful episode you just gave me.
I actually have a story that I want to tell you, Rachel. I think that this one's going to be entertaining.
You think?
I found this very entertaining. I keep telling people about it because I find it very funny. So
why are you telling people about it when you can tell them to listen to our podcast?
I've told like two people about it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll allow it, but you're on thin ice.
Oh, okay. So. Today's story is about architecture in London. Today we're talking about the Walkie Talkie Tower.
Oh.
In London. It's in central London on 20th Fenchurch Street. It's a 37-story skyscraper.
Okay.
Soon after its 2011 construction, people started complaining of the, quote, death ray, quote, walkie scorchy.
What?
And, quote, fry scraper.
Wait.
Because it was setting pavements.
Wait. Walkie scorchy?
Because it was the walkie-talkie tower, so people were calling it the walkie-scorchy tower.
I'm really confused. I assume you're getting there.
Yeah, I'm getting there. So people were calling this because the building was setting things on fire.
Oh.
Yes.
Death ray.
So this is not...
It's Doofens... Doofen.
Wow.
Doofenshmirtz Evil Incorporated. It took me a long time to say that.
I love that show.
I was a little too old for it. Mm. I missed it by like a year and a half.
I watched it all at 17 and I loved it.
Oh.
So you should reconsider. Maybe you just hit like a bad window for it. For this building, because of the way it was built at such an angle. I will show you a picture. You can refer to our Instagram. The images will be uploaded there. It was shaped like this. So did you ever, when you were a little kid, take a magnifying glass and try to filter the sun through it and set things on fire?
What do you think?
I think you definitely did. That's essentially what this building did.
Nice.
So the light would hit the building and it would be reflected off. And then there was a space on the pavement that was very, very hot.
Wait, what's that thing it's hitting? Is it a house?
No, it's hitting like the pavement, but it's like an area hitting.
Okay, it looks like it's hitting a house.
It's in a crowded street in London.
Got it.
So
I have a question already.
Yes, go ahead.
What was the building supposed to be?
The building is a skyscraper. That was an accident because the whole side of it was glass.
Like a residential, like offices?
I don't remember. I don't know exactly.
Okay.
It's a skyscraper in London. Okay. I don't know what they put in it. But it was designed by Raphael Vignoli. And
look what you've done, Raphael.
And it was made to just be beautiful and have glass on the side. And then it ended up becoming a bit of a tourist attraction overnight. Nice.
Maybe
so
it was a publicity stunt all along.
So there's a glare. We'll get there. We should talk about that.
Okay.
There's a glare off the front of the glass, and the light is so strong that it functions like a magnifying glass, like we were saying. And it creates a really intense heat in the light that it reflects. So it's about a 30-yard stretch of pavement at East Cheap.
Like 30 yards?
It's like a
diameter?
Circle. Probably.
Okay. Because that's different than like a 1 foot long,
yeah,
one
it's
foot
a-
wide 30 30-
No, it's
long.
A space, and that changes some, and we'll talk about that in a second. So the hot spot would last about 2 hours per day at 110 degrees Celsius, which is 230 degrees Fahrenheit.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was present for 2 to 3 weeks in the fall, so it would only be present for 2 or 3 weeks out of the year, and that was because of where the sun was in the sky. So this wasn't something that was always a problem. But for 2 or 3 weeks.
That was something that was a problem.
It was a problem.
It
yes.
comes and gets you when you least expect it.
Yes. So it's most commonly called the Death Ray Skyscraper.
Nice.
I loved all of the nicknames for it. Death Ray, Walkie Scorchy, Fry Scraper. Fry Scraper is my favorite personally.
Yeah, that's funny.
But Death Ray is the most common one I've seen.
The Hash Slinging Slasher.
Yeah. So there was an author for the National Post who went to go see if he could fry an egg. In the heat.
Of course you can.
So
you can do that in like Arizona in July.
But this was an overcast day in September. And he said, quote, not only was it possible, I had to run out of the death ray that was slowly cooking my egg because the thinning hairs on my head started to catch fire.
Yes, hair is quite flammable.
So then he says, continues, the distinctive smell of burning follicles combined with the sensation of a magnifying glass being shown on my pate forced me to take cover along the road.
My pate?
Yes, I looked that up. That's a British term for the top of your head.
Okay.
Yeah.
I kind of assumed that, but I wasn't sure if I was just missing something.
No, that's what it meant.
I have another question that you might also be getting
to. Okay.
But I'm impatient.
Please ask.
Why is it called the walkie-talkie building?
I don't remember. That was something with the people who – I saw it and it wasn't interesting enough to know.
This is like the title of your episode.
Let me Google it real quick. It was like the people that built it or something.
The walkie-talkie people?
Yeah. Oh, it's been nicknamed the walkie-talkie because of its distinctive shape.
Ah, okay.
Yes, yes, yes. See? Look. It's like a walkie-talkie.
I mean, kind of.
You know, I don't know what to tell you.
It kind of looks like an old Nokia phone from the front.
I didn't name it.
Did you happen to see in your Google search what the building actually was? I want to know if there were evil goings on in this building.
Let's see. In 2007, one of the upper floors was used in the drama series Party Animals. So that's good.
That means absolutely nothing to me. I don't know what that is. Okay.
Okay. So with this one author who went to go cook his egg, another person actually went out and ended up overcooking their egg
the
heat. Yeah.
Not overcooking their
egg. I know. But they did prove their point, which is that this was ridiculous. So Dr. Simon Foster, who is a solar physicist, accidentally left his measuring equipment outside in a black bag this space on the pavement for 10 minutes, and his thermometer read 92.6 degrees Celsius, which is 198 degrees Fahrenheit.
Imagine the tan you could get in that thing.
Well, it's a burn.
If you laid down on the pavement.
5 minutes.
5 seconds.
Yeah.
Flipped over for 5 seconds, then ran out of the ray. Are you kidding me?
Well.
The fastest tan ever. And then you take a break for like an hour.
We're not recommending this. We're not recommending. I'm not recommending this.
I am, but keep in mind that anytime you take my recommendations, you are entering a verbal contract.
Yes.
To not hold hyperfocus responsible for anything you do.
Anything ever. That always applies.
No, we're not responsible for anything.
No, we're
anything.
Not.
Anything. No, we just sit here and talk. Mm-hmm. And
you choose to listen.
You listen to us.
You use the information as you will.
Yeah. And mm-hmm. that's not on me.
Yeah.
Nothing's ever my fault. Nothing.
Okay.
Never has been, never will be.
We can move on from that. So there was a barber cross, or well, there was a barber shop on that street, and the glare caught the window, and some of the plastic bottles of shampoo and hair gel in the window started to melt.
Nice.
There was a nearby cafe that started to smell and stuff because the light was coming through and burning the chairs.
Nice.
The carpet was smoking, and the slate tile on the outside of the cafe started to pop off. So this was a very serious problem for business owners on the street. You know, Rachel, I think there was somebody else who had a shop nearby who had a very similar thought to you.
Really?
Yes. He said, quote, "It's nice to have some sun for a change. It's brought loads of sexy girls out to sunbathe in front of the shop."
When you said it's nice to have some sun for a change, I was like, yeah, that is how I would apply to 192 degree heat. I'd be like, finally, for the first time in my life, I'm not cold.
Oh my gosh.
And then, oh man, that's so good. That's so funny. Brought girls out to sunbathe.
So Martin Lindsay was a car owner who returned to his car, which was left parked opposite the 37-story skyscraper.
It's gotta be like 400 degrees in there.
Yeah. And he came back to find its wing mirror panels and Jaguar badge had melted.
Oh, he had a Jag?
Yeah. It melted his Jag.
Oh, no.
That's a bad day. So this is not the first time this has happened. This is not the first time it's happened to Raphael Vignoli and his architecture. So,
sir, might I suggest a change of career?
He's still working. He's still an architect.
He's an architect.
He's still an architect. But 3 years before, the residence at Vidara Hotel in Las Vegas, which was also designed by Raphael Vignoli, started complaining of very similar issues there. The first complaint came from Chicago attorney Bill Pintus, who sustained burns on his head in 2017. The building's rays also melted a plastic bag next to him, as he told the Daily Mail. And the problem with this was that the light from this reflected right on the area by the hotel's pool. Mm. So lots of people were affected. So, and after the hotel opened in 2009, guests complained of a 15 square meter area of the pool deck, which was hot enough to singe their hair and melt plastic.
You know, he's either really bad at his job or
really good at his job.
I'm starting to wonder if this is all on purpose.
We need to have this conversation at the end, for sure. As the day passed, the hotspot would move across the pool area, increasing temperatures by around 20 degrees. In early June 2016, a guest claimed on Instagram, that the pool area was 107.6 degrees Fahrenheit. Granted, somebody may have been exaggerating.
What was the air temp that day?
I don't know.
They didn't
say that.
Hot.
They didn't say that
Vegas
on Instagram.
Hot. Was it already 104 or was it like an 80 degree day?
I really don't know. But it was a significant problem.
Hey,
so,
person on Instagram. Come on.
The staff decided that they could solve this problem. So
okay.
They installed giant blue umbrellas over the pool deck in order to protect the bathers.
Did they melt?
No, that actually helped with the problem.
They got some of those heat-resistant bad boys.
It still would be, you know, hotter than normal because they didn't stop the heat entirely. So in August of 2013, a Yelp user wrote that the pool sidewalk was extremely hot, which could be true at any point. But
oh my gosh, I used to work at an amusement park that had this, like, fake boardwalk. I was going to say flooring, but it's outdoor, so I don't know. It's like deck flooring, kind of. It looked like a boardwalk. Oh, it would be like 80 degrees outside, and that thing would probably get to like 120. And it would feel like you were getting splinters in your feet. Because sometimes I would work in the water park and be barefoot. It burned so badly.
That's so bad.
I got sunburn on the bottom of my feet just from walking on it for like 5 minutes.
Man. So it's like that, but a magnifying glass applied to the pool deck.
Yeah.
It's not fun.
And that was just because the
the
flooring was holding the heat, not the actual air itself either. So, man.
Yeah.
I'm still angry about that. But
so in that same review, the Yelp user said, quote, "Though we didn't experience this Vidara death ray phenomenon, it was dang hot and windy."
It was dang hot and windy. Love it.
I thought that was a great review. So in May 2016, another guest wrote on TripAdvisor that it's a, quote, "nice hotel, but the death ray rumors are true." He also posted
out of context. That's really good.
It is. He also posted two photos of burns on his thighs.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Which I feel like you can get bad sunburns
in
the sun at any pool. But, you know, death ray definitely is not helping with this. Mm. So this also is not the first time in history that this has happened. As legend has it, a similar thing happened to the ancient Greek inventor Archimedes.
Is that how you say it?
I don't know.
I don't think it is.
How do you say it?
Archimedes?
Really?
I don't know. Look it up.
I don't know.
No, look it up.
Okay. I've always said Archimedes. I was homeschooled, so.
I feel like you should know it better.
Archimedes.
What?
It's Archimedes, according to Google.
Oh, it's the first time I've been wrong on this podcast.
I'm leaving it in. It's my legacy. So, the ancient Greek inventor Archimedes. So during the Roman siege of Syracuse, the great mathematician and physicist supposedly advised the town's defenders, and they polished their shields, and they stood together, and they aimed a collective death ray at the enemy ships. This is a direct quote, but and this helpfully burst the ships into flames.
Did it work?
That's the legend. That's the legend that it did burst the ship into flames. Of course, we don't know exactly what happened because it's a legend. But this was replicated by students at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology in 2005, and they were able to replicate it. So it's definitely possible that it happened.
It's a good thing our windows don't open.
Yeah. So
gloss over that.
Back to our,
because I'd be
trying
it.
That would not be good.
I mean, I'd try it on like grass, not people.
We don't want to set grass on fire either.
I'll just have someone stand down there with a fire extinguisher.
Oh man, you'd have me down there, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Maybe we'd send Jonathan. I could see us sending Jonathan.
He'd do it.
He would do it.
He'd be happy about it.
He would.
Okay.
So, let's get back to our beloved fry scraper. Okay. This was a $300 million structure, which is 200 million pounds because it was in London, or approximately. In 2014, it was fitted with a sunshade, which they spent millions of pounds on, and it actually did really help the problem. So, it was put up for several weeks out of the year to save the buildings below. Because remember, this death ray only occurs for 2 to 3 weeks out of the year. So, they're able to manage that.
So, like they just put it on a – like, how big – like, the sunshade for a skyscraper?
I don't know exactly. I will put an image of it on our Instagram.
They just got,
if you want to check that out.
They called a 1-800 number and got a sunset or retractable awning.
I mean, they spent a couple million pounds on it, so I hope not.
They just got, like, 3,000 sunsetter retractable awnings from a – infomercial.
No, so it just...
Is it just like a screen that goes down?
Yeah, it just looks like a screen that covers the building here. There will be an image of it on our Instagram.
Gosh.
I'm showing Rachel
it's
an image.
Massive.
It is massive. It's a 37-story building, so it has to be.
At that point, you're just burning money. Literally burning money.
Burning money. That's not the end of the story.
Good.
After the fire came the wind.
This just sounds like a... We talk about, like, Avatar here.
So, if you think about it, you have a solid structure of a building. Mm-hmm. Gusts of wind hit the building. It has to go somewhere. So...
Aerodynamics.
Yes. Yes. So...
Pyrodynamics?
Hey. Are we getting into... No, that's as deep as I'm going with that. So, this creates...
As deep as you're going with it is wind goes around a building?
Yes. That's it. That's all they need to know. That's all they need to know.
Okay.
But this created a downdraft effect, so the wind would hit the building. And because of the shape of the building, it would all get pushed down. So...
A down what effect?
It would get downdraft effect. So, basically, the wind would hit the building, and it would...
Downdraft?
It says downdraft. So the wind would hit the tall building and be pushed up and down into the sides, and the air would be pushed down and create a very strong wind tunnel.
Ooh. Ooh. Do we have a fire vortex?
No. Oh. No. But there was a nearby sales assistant who said, quote, "I almost got blown over the other day walking up past the building, and when I got around the corner, it was fine. I was scared to go back," unquote.
But hypothetically, if this building started a fire and it was also very windy that
day,
could the fire just go, like, how fast was this wind moving?
Fast. I mean, fast. It depends on the day.
But strong enough to, like, nearly knock a man
yes,
over?
Yes, yes.
So could we have fire wind going, like, 60 miles an hour?
In theory, we probably could.
You just stand there and, like, make it look like you're throwing fire at people.
Yeah. So this is a problem that's recently been researched as being a problem with having a lot of skyscrapers. And buildings, interestingly, can cause issues with the wind. And that's definitely been an issue with the Fryscraper.
Yeah.
So.
Such a good name.
It's such a good name.
Such a good name.
Even though the, like, sun problem was somewhat fixed, the building has not lost all of its dangers. So in a 2013 interview with The Guardian, Vignoli said he anticipated the death rays from both buildings. He said, quote, "I knew this was going to happen, but there was a lack of tools or software that could be used to analyze the problem accurately. When it was spotted on a second design iteration, we judged the temperature was going to be about 36 degrees Celsius, but it turned out to be more like 72 degrees. They're calling it the death ray because if you go there, you might die. It's phenomenal, this thing," unquote.
Okay. I don't know if it's better or worse that he would know it beforehand. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It might be better because it's like... Oh, he's actually good at his job. He knew what he was doing. But also might be worse because he still did it.
That's the thing. That's the thing. And if you read it, I was reading it. I was like, that sounds like an excuse. And you get to the end and you're like, it's not an excuse. He's taking credit. He's taking credit.
Exactly. He's into it.
So what but do
he
we
still,
think?
He still calculated it
incorrectly.
He did. He was off by 100%.
Mm-hmm.
Right? He said 36. It was 72.
Yep.
100% error.
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
Do we think... This is actually something that he built.
I don't ever think anything.
The building's going to be beautiful. People on the street don't matter.
Okay.
Or do we think he was paid off by those shops to bring the tourist attraction to them?
Oh, definitely the first one.
Yeah. That was a joke. I don't actually think it's the second one.
If I had said it was the second one, you would have not brushed it off so quickly. You would have told me I was wrong, but you wouldn't have brushed it off so quickly.
If you think about it, they did get more business. Because people were coming, especially the cafe, because people were coming to see the death ray. You know, no, they were actually.
It's too much of a gamble for small businesses.
They were super upset. Yeah. So, they were not pleased about it.
Or, hear me out. They paid him off and then they turned on him.
Oh.
So that no one could ever find them out.
Maybe.
No.
It's a joke. this definitely was not their fault. However, it's interesting to think about. I wonder if it helped them at all, business-wise. Because they were upset about things burning, but maybe more people came in. Who knows?
Well, I mean, if you have to get your... If you're monitoring your carpet 24-7 for, like, 2 or 3 weeks out of the year to make sure it doesn't...
It's not fun. Well, they don't anymore because there's a sunshade, so that's good.
They have the sunsetter retractable awning. It's fine.
Okay. There was an Imperial College fire expert, Guillermo Rain.
Imperial College fire expert?
Yes.
I don't quite know what that means, but I have a new dream job.
Yeah, yeah. He ran computer simulations to see how dangerous the reflected sunlight actually was to people on the street.
Yeah.
And he published it in the Journal of Building Performance Simulation. And he actually determined that the ray could have killed someone. the light actually was bright enough to have killed someone, but there was cloud coverage on those days, which protected the pedestrians and prevented actual fires from being started.
Have we considered the possibility that Raphael is just a serial killer?
Ooh.
And that murderers are just getting creative?
Could be. Could be. Could be, like, what am I thinking of? Who am I thinking of?
Am I going to start a defamation lawsuit?
Nah.
Don't sue us.
Don't sue us. We're just speculating. We have no evidence. And, you know.
I have all the evidence. What are you talking about? This is the objective truth.
If our theory is right, you're a fantastic architect.
If our theory is being a murderer is right, are you trying to suck up to a murderer right now?
But anyways, so that's the information I have. It's a shorter episode today. But basically, if you're ever in London, go see the walkie-talkie skyscraper.
Death rays are real.
Death rays are real.
Now, how do we make them compact so that we can have them for commercial use?
Well, I think Archimedes had the right idea about that.
Just get some polished...
polished shields.
Shields, thank you. I think the word shields.
Just get some polished shields.
Honestly, we just make a really big magnifying glass.
Yep.
I feel like maybe, just maybe, I shouldn't be giving out my ideas for how to make death rays.
Hyperfocus is not liable for any death rays that are made or any any accusations to Raphael Vignoli.
You think Elon Musk will ever make a death ray?
Ooh, maybe.
If anyone would, it would be him.
Yo, Elon. Hit us up. Send us a shout out if you hear this episode and get an idea.
Name it after us.
No. Name it after Rachel.
Oh my gosh.
All right. So, like we said, these images will be on our social media platforms if you want to see.
I can't redeem myself from what I've just said.
You cannot.
No.
If you want to see what this skyscraper looked like and follow along with our other content, you can visit us on our social media. Rachel, where can they find us?
We're everywhere in spirit. We're everywhere. We are right here with you right now.
Yes.
Those of you who are listening alone at night, we're here.
This is a much better one to listen to before you go to sleep than the last one, I will say.
Except for the part where we get to the end and we whisper into people's ears and tell them that we are with them, like when they are alone at night in the dark. Try not to die from a death ray.
Yeah, please don't.
While you're sleeping. But again, we're not liable. No, Raphael is liable.
Raphael is liable.
Although it doesn't really sound like he is. Somehow he's not been sued for this.
Yeah.
Which is interesting.
It is interesting.
Which makes me think.
I wonder if, because he did account for it in the beginning, I wonder if it was like built into something that he wasn't.
For 36 degrees. But then it wasn't 36 degrees. Well, how is this man not in jail or like has some licenses revoked or something?
I don't know. I don't know.
That's sus.
Maybe he just does super good work so people ignore the death rays. Who knows?
Okay. All right. I don't know what to do with that.
I don't know what to
tell you to go to our Instagram, which is HyperFocusPod.
Yes. Where else can they find us, Rachel?
They can also find us on Twitter, HyperFocus_pod.
Yes, they can. You can also find us on Facebook, HyperFocus: A Podcast for Chaotic Minds.
Like our page, join our group.
Yes.
And don't forget, perhaps the most important one is our TikTok.
That's yes,
also
it is.
HyperFocusPod.
Yes.
And finally,
Send us an email.
Congratulate Lauren on this being her last episode that she hosted.
Yeah.
This is her last topic. Your last topic was death rays.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Lauren has been hit by a death ray, so she will no longer be with us.
I mean, actually, I'm on my honeymoon as this is coming out, but okay.
Marriage is the death ray.
On that note, we love ya.
Did we tell them our email already?
Yeah. Okay. Wait, no, we didn't. No. You can also send us an email, hyperfocuscast@gmail.com. Send in your applications. You could replace me.
Yes. Oh, I really hope people send me their resumes.
Do it. Just do it for fun. We love ya.
Stay chaotic, babes. You know, this feels like an explanation for spontaneous human combustion.
Feels like it.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
When you visit Arizona, time is measured in moments, not minutes. Like the moment your work stress disappears as you kayak through the canyons. Or the moment you discover the life-changing effects of prickly pear chocolate. But nothing beats the moment you see the Grand Canyon for the very first time. Visit a new state of mind. Learn more at hereyouareaz.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.